Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The Zionist entity's campaign in the northern West Bank is part of its plan to strengthen settlements and tighten its control over the area. Is there no divinely guided leader to liberate the blessed land? Here are the Jews becoming more and more aggressive in the West Bank, announcing a, quote, military operation in its north, demolishing houses and turning others into military barracks, confiscating lands, capturing a group of Palestinians and killing another group, destroying water lines and uprooting trees, and their military operation extends to the rest of the West Bank, its center and south, and this coincides with what the settlers are doing in light of the issuance of a law that allows them to acquire property in the West Bank, which was preceded by the cancellation of the disengagement law in its north. These crimes say beyond any doubt that all the actions of the Jews and their aggression are aimed at putting pressure on the people of the West Bank and forcing them to immigrate, and have turned their lives into a hell whose fires are raging, albeit with less intensity than in Gaza. On the other side of wounded Palestine, the people of Gaza are being killed by the Jews through starvation, denial of medicine, and being left naked in tents that offer no protection from the winter's cold or the summer's heat. The tents are flooded from above and below. Their feet in bombardment, demolition, killing, and torture have become their constant companions, as if they were placed in a cauldron boiling with the fire of hatred that has been ignited in the hearts of the most hostile of people towards the believers. The people of Gaza have all been handed over to the Jews, and those who remain of the Mujahideen in the tunnels beyond the yellow line that the Jews were given the right to move in it. Some of them are killed by bullets, some of them have concrete poured over their tunnels, and some of them are left to die of hunger as if they are being led to death from all directions, and there's no consolation for them and no mourners. As for America, the head of kufr, disbelief, and the West along with it, they are the primary criminals. Every crime committed by the Jewish entity in the West Bank or Gaza is undertaken only after consultation with the American Center in Kiryat Gat. American and British reconnaissance missions are still being carried out in Gaza to support the operations of this criminal entity, to the point that the killing of Gaza has become a joint mission led by the Americans, executed by the Jews, and aided by Britain. Al Jazeera even published a report that discussed indications of operational involvement by the Americans and the British. O Muslims, Palestine is being handed over to the Jews for nothing. With the tacit approval of the regimes in the Muslim countries that endorsed Trump's plan and then supported the Security Council resolution that imposed American control over Gaza, they were the spearhead of Trump's plan, the instrument that returned the Jewish entity's prisoners after it had failed, the hand that bound the Mujahideen until they were killed, the legislators who authorized the disarmament and forced them into surrender, and the arbitrators who placed food, water, medicine, and even tents in Netanyahu's hands, allowing him to restrict more than what enters. They were the true obstacle preventing Muslims from supporting their Al-Aqsa Mosque, and they shackled the armies from aiding their people and brothers. They were and still remain the most criminal towards the people of Gaza. They neither supported them nor abandoned them. Rather, they insisted on writing their annihilation alongside the Jewish entity. Then the Palestinian Authority, which is of the same ilk as these regimes, committed even worse acts. If only it had stopped at condemning the operation in the West Bank, and if only it had stopped at enumerating the transgressions of the Jewish entity. Instead, it initiated measures on the ground by enacting laws that restrict people's livelihoods, such as the law on currency caps, e-commerce, and public debt, etc. This is in addition to the non-payment of employee salaries, which has made life in the West Bank a struggle for survival. And this is the same authority that endorsed the Security Council resolution and called for the disarmament of the resistance fighters in Gaza. In light of this suffocating situation in the West Bank, and even more so in Gaza, it has become crystal clear that Palestine is entering a new phase, that America is acting as a guardian of the land, perpetrating crimes and massacres, and that the regimes, including the Palestinian Authority, are providing cover for every crime. It has become clearer than ever that the international system and the United Nations will only push the Palestinian people further toward the abyss, while it was the duty of the Ummah and its armies to act decisively 2 years ago, now that the world and its regimes have aligned themselves with the quote Israelis in a clear and undisguised manner, the nation's action has become even more imperative and urgent. The Muslim world today fully understands that these puppet regimes have placed the Ummah's resources at the service of its enemies. These regimes are now closer than ever to delivering the entire region, Syria, Iraq, Egypt, and the Arabian Peninsula into the hands of the Jews and, behind them, America. Silence will only lead to further humiliation, subjugation, and the loss of the region. All of this should shake the Muslim world to its core, compelling it to act without delay and topple these regimes, which have gone beyond mere treachery to outright enmity towards the Muslim Ummah. It is time for the Muslim Ummah, with its armies, to act in a manner befitting the creed of Islam, seeking refuge in the help of Allah, for whom nothing is impossible on earth or in heaven. It is time for it to remind its enemies of its history when it was guided by the Book of Allah Almighty and the Sunnah of His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Khilafah, Caliphate, reminding them of Hattin, Ain Jalut, Manzikrit, Qadisiyah, and Yarmouk. قَاتِلُوهُمْ يُعَذِّبُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ وَيُخْزِهِمْ وَيَنْصُرُكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَيَشْفِ صُدُورَ قَوْمٍ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَيُذْهِبَ غَيْظَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ So fight them and Allah will punish them at your hands. Put them to shame. Help you overcome them and soothe the hearts of the believers. At-Tawbah 14. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine.